couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day.
American Pie.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye,
singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Man, oh man, is that sound real good. Our next guest in the Daily Connor Tim Memorial Company interview chair is a New York native. He is one of the most revered and respected songwriters in American history. And after paying his dues in the New York club scene in the late 60s, he went on to score mega hits like, oh, this is one of my favorites, Vincent, Starry, Starry Night, Castles in the Air, and a whole lot more. His catalog of songs have been recorded by Madonna, Garth Brooks, Josh Groban, Drake, and even Weird Al Yankovic. You know you've made it big when Weird Al covers your songs. And he's written countless others, by the way. In 2015, one of four handwritten manuscripts to his lyrics to American Pie was auctioned by Christie's, selling for just over, oh my goodness, $1.2 million. In 2019, he was honored with a star on the Las Vegas Walkway of Stars, and his song, And I Love You So, was the theme for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. Now, in 2020, just last year, he signed a recording contract with Time Life Warner Records to release his catalog of recordings, as well as the much-anticipated new album. It's called Still Playing Favorites, which is released this upcoming fall. American Pie will be featured in the Avengers Black Widow movie and Tom Hanks movie called Bias. And much more is going to be announced. And when you think things are slowing down for some people, not this gentleman, in 2021, it marks the 50th anniversary of American Pie, and he's following it up with a world tour. Oh, my goodness. What an incredible honor it is to welcome him. It's Don McLean. Don, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Holy smokes. I'm reading this, and it's like, you just don't stop, do you? Holy cow.
Too stupid to stop.
No, you're too talented is really what it is. I was reading something which it struck me with great curiosity. With the song American Pie, I mean, we talk about the day the music died, as outlined in your lyrics, with the tragic plane crash with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. But I read somewhere that it's semi-autobiographical. How is that true? And if it is, how could that be?
Well, if you think of American Pie as some little man who's an outsider from all of this stuff, observing rather than a participant, starting with the fact that I'm the paper boy that saw in the paper, I'm delivering, that Buddy Holly had died. And that's the truth. That's the only job I ever had, was as a paper boy.
Oh.
Ever since I learned to play the guitar, I have managed to make money with singing and with a guitar. And I learned how to, you know, make a living later on, and even, you know, put my mother back in the house that she had to leave, and supported her with music. And, you know, there was always a way, a lot of different ways to make money with music, even if you know, in the first instance when I was, like, in high school, playing birthday parties or little rallies or any kind of small thing, private parties, giving lessons and so on. So I started, you know, from the very, 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 very bottom, and I loved every minute of it. It was so exciting throughout the 60s, getting through school, but at the same time I had my eye on the music business, and I knew nothing about it because I was just this, you know, white kid from a fancy suburb in Westchester. I didn't know anything about the music business. I wasn't a New Yorker. I didn't know about the Brill Building or any of that stuff. But I gradually found my way into it. I was determined, and before I knew it, I had a manager and I had an agent, and I was 19 years old. And then that didn't work out, and I went back to school, back to New Rochelle, and then went out again in 68. But I kept working. Every summer, I'd be on the road doing things and playing places, because they always wanted me to come back, and the people liked me. You know, the Cafe Lena would have me up there several times a year, and so that was $300, and that would pay my rent for 3 months in this little house where I lived. So there was always a way, you know.
Yeah. We're talking with Don McLean. And, Don, you know, this is the 50th anniversary of American Pie, which I find very interesting is that in 1971, it's very difficult to get a hit single that's 8.5 minutes long. And I remember having the 45 of that song. And I'm really going back in my memory here. I could have sworn half the song was on side A and half the song was on side B. And you really couldn't play them consecutively unless you had two record players. But how were you able to get an 8.5 minute song on pop radio? And it, like a big, huge hit that it was.
Well, it's an interesting thing. There's never been a song like this song.
That's
and
true.
It was a phenomenon from the moment I wrote it and released it. The album and the single were an instant phenomenon. And, of course, I don't think anybody else would ever be able to follow it, because it's just something. It's not like a normal song. But I invented it. And so it all comes from this crazy mind of mine. And it was 8.5 minutes, but United Artists bought the record company that I made that album for, which was called Media Arts. They put out my first album, Tapestry.
Yep.
And they didn't ask me anything. They just went and cut down the thing and made a little hot little single with lots of chorus and maybe a verse. It went to number one, and then they released, you are correct, a two-sided single.
I knew it.
Part one and part two. And then when people bought the album, they said, hey, that's not the song. We want to hear the whole thing. So they played this thing off the record, the album, and the thing went to number one at 8.5 minutes.
And considering the ear that it was, I mean, you couldn't get those kind of songs on the radio. And then you followed that up with Vincent, right? Starry, Starry Night. That's another spectacular hit single that you had.
It was pretty long, too. I think it was 4 minutes
yeah,
or more.
Yeah, so right.
That wasn't short. I had a lot of interesting success in different ways. And I Love You So started to get recorded by every pop singer in America. And it kept going and going. And then finally it peaked, because it came out in 1970, my version. And then in 74 or 5, Como has a number one record at a million seller with this. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, well, that's the end of that. You know, that's so then right after, Elvis records it.
Oh, boy. You got some heavy hitters there.
And Elvis sings it everywhere, and it's just like his version is, you know, anything he did was, that was the end right there, you know.
Yeah. I know we don't have a lot of time with you, but I have to ask you one last question. This, again,
sure,
commemorating the 50th anniversary of such a landmark hit. And that still gets played to this day, by the way. It's one thing to have a big hit 50 years ago or even 20 years ago that they become the flavor of the month and you don't hear them anymore. 50 years later,
okay,
that's still played on radio. What does that mean to you? And tell me a little bit about this new project that you have this year in 2021.
Well, I've got a lot of things going on, but one of the things that's happened is this a cappella group, Home Free, has recorded the complete song, and no one ever did that before, and I participated in that. I'm on the video and on the track, and it's shot. I mean, right now it's number one video on iTunes.
Wow.
And American Pie, the original version, is number six on iTunes sales chart.
Oh, my goodness.
So, the whole darn thing is coming back again. It's happened a few times in the past, you know, and here it goes again. And I'm having a blast, and it's so much fun. seeing this and seeing people get enjoyment from it.
Yeah.
And so there's that, the home free thing. And then there's a documentary movie that we've raised the money for now. We have a deal to do that. There's a children's book. There's a Broadway show. And with the people who did the Carole King Broadway show, there's a lot of things going on.
It sounds like you're busier now than ever, really. At a time when people are retiring, you're just as busy as you are as you were 50 years ago.
Yes, and I've used this pandemic a year to get all this stuff going. You know, I don't like to sit around, you know, and I would usually do 75, 80, 90 one-nighters a year. I'd be on the road 200 days a year, and then I'd come home and sleep, you know. But I had this time off, and I'm thinking, man, I have wanted to do this and that and the other. And we started this YouTube channel with Time Life and Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers put out an album very recently called Still Playing Favorites, which
yes.
has got a lot of cool songs on it that I did not write. They'll put out the next album of songs that I have written. I have an album ready to go.
Do you?
Of new songs.
Wow, that's great.
And I've just been busy and doing everything, you know, and drinking too much and watching Columbo and, you know, having a blast.
Don McLean, 50th anniversary of American Pie, continued success to you. We look forward to having a show of yours here in the Hartford area and when you come to Connecticut. And again, keep up the great work. Home Free is the name of his new project, Home Free featuring Don McLean in a re-recorded version that Don is a part of American Pie. Thanks for being with us this morning, Don.
Well, I love America, and I've rambled all over America. For 50 years, man, wow. I'm a rambling man, and I've been done thousands and thousands of one-nighters all over the world, and I know every city that calls me on these tours, I've been there, and I know about those cities. So America is the greatest country, and we're going to pull through this and be better than ever, so don't worry about it at all.
You got that right, my friend, and you've got the anthem to take us through it as well.
I'm glad and proud. Thank you.
Don McLean, thanks for being with us. Continued success. Wow, I got to tell you, I mean, it's a song that everybody knows. And not that he's a one-hit wonder, because as I mentioned, how about his version of Crying? First of all, you're going to cover a Roy Orbison song. Ooh, you're treading on, you got to nail it. And he did, Don McLean. And I just got to say that if you're ever going to write a song, a song like American Pie would be one that you'd want to write because it withstands the test of time. That song is played just as much today as it ever was. And again, all the odds were stacked against him. An 8.5-minute song in 1971. I was 1 year old. 1 year old. I had to dig into my memory here, but I remember having that 45, and it was an edited version. And it was broken in half. It was broken. You could only hear. I don't know if you had the. I didn't have the album, but I had the single, the 45. The album had the entire 8.5 minutes, 8 minutes 36 seconds, if I remember correctly. But I remember having to flip the record over, and of course that takes, I don't know, 20 seconds to do. Kind of cool though, Don McLean. I really appreciate him spending some time on Mornings with Gary Byron this morning.